May our hearts and minds be calmed and at peace as we are filled with the absolute grace and truth of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant again this morning, Father Scott, and all the staff, we welcome you to St. Cyril. We are excited you have joined us here in person or online as we gather together as Christian brothers and sisters in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think most of us would say the year 2020 was a dumpster fire. While 2021 may not be a dumpster fire, I will say after this past week, it is smoldering an awful lot. So all joking aside, let us bow our heads and take a quiet moment and pray for those who suffered through the power outages, the cold, the no water, the damage to their homes, and to the most vulnerable, the homeless. Lord Jesus, through your grace, please give strength and comfort to those who suffered through this difficult week. As the eternal light, fill their hearts with reassurance and security that no matter what happens in life, your hand will never let go of them. Amen. Amen. You know, during moments of crisis, it's a pretty common human trait to ask, why did God let this happen? Or wonder some similar type question. I don't have a complete foolproof answer to that question. Our human limitations do not allow us to fully explain all the workings of God. For what we do know about God only comes from what God has allowed us to know. Now, today's gospel contains a reminder: bad things do happen. Listen again to a verse from this morning's reading. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee. John the Baptist, cousin of Jesus, has been arrested. And we find out later in the Gospels, John the Baptist was never released from prison. Rather, he was beheaded. Bad things do happen. But to only focus on bad things when they happen is to miss the entire picture. For throughout Scripture, we see over and over again deliverance. Deliverance by the hand of God. Daniel is delivered out of the lion's den. Joseph is delivered from abandonment and imprisonment. Peter is delivered when the chains fall off and he walks out of prison. Lazarus is delivered from the grave. Thomas is delivered from his doubts. The disciples in the boat are delivered from the storm. God delivers us through the storms of life. From Isaiah chapter 43, God says, "Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. In the rivers, you shall not drown. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." God will always deliver. Amen?
Amen.
Regardless of what happens in the world, know with certainty that the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus tells us so this morning. And this is a reminder of the truth of God. And his truth is absolute. It is unbending. It is present everywhere. You will never go anywhere where God is not. Think of your own life for the next few days, for the next few weeks. Can you name a place you're going where God is not present? God surrounds us all the time. From Hebrews 13, God says, I will never forsake you or abandon you. His presence is always here. His love and truth is constant. Now, what does vary is our response to Him. Do we receive His truth completely? Or do we pick and choose which of God's truth we will accept and which of His truth we will ignore? Or worse, do we simply resist all of it? You know, I pray that everyone who can hear me today, both here and online, everyone who can hear me today, please choose to open your heart completely and accept all of His truth all of the time. Now, one of the keys to accepting the truth of God is given to us today by Jesus when He tells us, repent and believe in the gospel. Now, the word repent means to be sorry, to atone, ask for forgiveness. And certainly we are told often throughout Scripture to turn from all sin and ask for forgiveness. We know through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we have the path to overcome sin and death. To repent and believe in the gospel means to turn all your behavior, turn it away from evil, and turn it towards God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, turning all behavior towards God sounds relatively simple, but it can be a struggle at times. One of the best ways to change behavior and turn fully towards God is to live a life of gratitude. And for some, this too is a struggle. For many folks are better at listing their issues and listing their problems than they are at listing their blessings. But gratitude will help you fully turn towards God. To reflect on your blessings rather than on your issues is to see God's work in your life more clearly. And to see God's work more clearly will help you focus all aspects of life on God and the gospel. There are people in the world who think the world owes them something. For those people who think that, brace yourselves. You will never be at peace, for the ungrateful heart is never satisfied. But the grateful heart can look at each day as the gift of life it truly is. And that gift of life comes from God, the creator of life. Gratitude will always leave us looking right in the face of God. Ingratitude will take our head and our eyes and turn them away from God. Now, Jesus teaches us in Scripture to always give thanks, whether it is a day of light or a day of darkness. We hear it every Sunday. We hear it every Sunday. For on the night He was betrayed, He took the bread and the cup. And what did He do? He gave thanks. In all matters of life, whether it is a day of light or a day of darkness, we should have that grateful heart too. Amen?
Amen.
Lenten season is here. It's a good time to look at life and to count the blessings. Let go of the negative issues that happen after they have passed. Don't hold on to them. Don't cling to those issues, replaying that negativity in your mind over and over again. For that will rot your soul. Let the negative go. Instead, with a grateful heart, grateful mind, turn and focus on God's gifts to you. Believe in the gospel. Be fully confident in God's truth, in his presence and his promises, for his word still stands. The resurrected Jesus leaves us a promise when he tells us, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." Thank you, Saint Cyril. Never be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you. May he bless you and your families all your days.
Amen.